It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Leidos Field and Ripken Stadium, the site of today's matchup featuring the homestanding Aberdeen Ironbirds. 17-16 in the second half, 51-48 overall, taking on your Brooklyn Cyclones, 14-19 in the season's second half, and 47-52 on the year. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Brooklyn trying to earn at the very least a series split with a win today and trying to win three consecutive ball games for the first time since the month of May. Brooklyn an 8-4 winner last night using a big first three innings to buoy themselves to a victory. Brooklyn scoring two or more runs in each of the first three innings last night. Two in the first, two in the second, three in the third. Jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Aberdeen cut that 7-run margin down to 3 in the eighth, but Brooklyn an insurance run in the ninth to come away with the 4-run victory. Omar De Los Santos, a pair of RBI triples in that game. Mateo Gil, a 2-run homer. Nick Morabito, another multi-hit effort, also drove in a run and stole a base. Your Danny Ventura returned to the rotation for the Cyclones, his first appearance with the club since the 23rd of May, when an inning and two-thirds, did not allow a run, did not allow a hit before giving way to the Brooklyn bullpen. And although the ERAs for Luis G. Moreno and Ryan Ammons went up with their performances yesterday, really gave the Cyclones some much-needed length. Moreno, his longest outing as a member of the Mets organization, Ammons' longest outing since joining Brooklyn at the start of July, and the duo able to keep that 7-run lead intact before Jake Stevenson closed it out with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Brooklyn will hand the ball to Felipe De La Cruz tonight as they try and make it three straight games, 3-6 with a 4.48 ERA. For Aberdeen tonight, it'll be the right-hander Levi Wells coming off the IL to make the start here today. Wells 0-5, a 7.4 ERA, had been roughed up a couple of times by the Cyclones on Coney Island earlier this year, but this is the first time Wells will face the Cyclones in his home ballpark, where he has had much more success than he has had on the road. Brooklyn also making some roster moves. We mentioned yesterday, Jonathan Pintaro sent up to Double-A Binghamton, his replacement. Left-hander Zach Thornton, the Mets' fifth-round pick last year out of Grand Canyon University, added to Brooklyn's roster officially yesterday. Left-hander will make his high-A debut tomorrow. 13 appearances, 6 starts with the St. Lucie Mets, went 3-2 at a 4.39 ERA. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we will get you a look at tonight's starting lineups presented by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. We'll also get you first pitch. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, Mets and Orioles in high-A South Atlantic League Baseball. Coming up, you're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Back here in Maryland, overcast skies. Honestly, just lucky to be ready to play baseball right now. About 5 o'clock, 2 hours or so ago, a torrential downpour at the ballpark was so bad. Could barely see the field. You certainly couldn't see the video board in right center field from inside our booth here at Leidos Field. And with the window closed, made it impossible to see anything with the towering rain that came down. So much so that if you look in both dugouts, first and third base side, still plenty of standing water on the bottom. But this field drained well. And even though the Cyclones and Ironbirds postponed on Tuesday, they will play baseball on time here tonight. And with that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. Our starting lineups, as always, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. The starting lineup tonight for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their skipper, Gilbert Gomez. Nick Morabito leads off. He is the designated hitter. Chris Suero back behind the plate tonight. He'll bat second. Mateo Gil has homered in each of the last 2 days. He'll bat third and be at first base. Kellum Clark will clean up in left field. Junior Tillian will be the third baseman tonight, batting fifth. Jeffrey De Los Santos gets the start in right, batting sixth. DeAndre Smith had off yesterday. He'll bat seventh as the second baseman. Omar De Los Santos, couple of triples yesterday and a pair of RBI. He's the center fielder in the eighth slot, with William Lugo making his second start since coming off the IL. He'll bat ninth and play shortstop with the lefty Felipe De La Cruz on the mound for Brooklyn tonight, 3-6, a 4.48 ERA. This the Aberdeen lineup he'll face, put together by their skipper. That is Felipe Rojas Jr. Enrique Bradfield Jr. had his 13-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. He'll lead off in center. Douglas Otto will man right and hit second. Tavian Josenberger stole two bases yesterday. He'll bat third and be at second base. Reed Trimble had a multi-hit night, drove in a run in yesterday's Ironbird loss. He'll clean up and play left. Adam Retzbach has homered and driven in four runs in this series. He'll bat fifth and be the catcher. Carter Young is the DH, hitting sixth. Jalen Vasquez makes his second start of the series at short, batting seventh. Angel Tejada will be the third baseman tonight in the eighth slot. And Carlos Rodriguez, who made his high A debut last night, will bat ninth and play first base with the right-hander Levi Wells on the mound today for Aberdeen. Wells 0-5, a 7.4 ERA, was Baltimore's fifth-round selection a year ago out of Texas State. We'll step aside for a couple of moments when we come back. We'll have first pitch for you, Brooklyn and Aberdeen, Mets and Orioles. In high A South Atlantic League Baseball, the rain has gone away, and it's time for the boys of summer to come out and play. Don't go anywhere. First pitch is next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Time for baseball here in Maryland. The national anthem has been performed. Both teams on the field. Just about time to get underway back here at Leidos Field in Ripken Stadium. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Levi Wells warming up on the mound. Quick run through of the Brooklyn lineup. If you missed it on the pregame show, Morabito, Suero, and Gill at the top. Clark, Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos at the heart with Smith, Omar De Los Santos, and Lugo rounding out the starting nine. On the mound for the Ironbirds tonight, it is the right-hander Levi Wells, 6'2", 216 pounds, 22 years old from Houston, Texas, making his First appearance, first start since the 21st of June, so over a month now. Wells, 14 starts this year, 0-5, a 7.4 ERA, 45 hits, 41 and a third innings, 26 walks to 54 strikeouts. Wells this year against Brooklyn has an ERA up over 10. Two of his five losses coming against the Cyclones, and four of his 14 starts this year against Brooklyn on Coney Island. Wells has been on the IL for a while now. Reinstated earlier today, and he is ready to make his return to the bump tonight. Nick Morabito will lead things off against him. Morabito, a multi-hit game yesterday, was 2-for-5, an RBI and a stolen base, has led off every game in this series with a base hit. Wells is ready, so is Morabito. Our first pitch of the night is hit in the air right center field. Back into his right, Hodo away, back to the warning track, and it's off the warning track in the fence. Morabito around second. He's on his way to third, and for the fourth time in four games in this series, Nick Morabito has led off this game with a base hit. This time it's a triple, and the Cyclones have a runner at third and nobody out. A seven-game hitting streak for Nick is fourth triple of the year. Sent the first pitch of the game 98 miles an hour into the right center field gap. That triple from Nick Morabito calling for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail put the barrel on the ball. Infield is in for Aberdeen as Chris Suero digs in, and he takes outside for ball one. Suero hitting at 214, five homers and 34 RBI with Brooklyn. The righty's 1-0, and Suero swinging a foul tip back behind the plate. It's 1-1. Suero did not play in yesterday's win. Went 3-for-7 in the doubleheader on Wednesday. Walked and stole a couple of bags. The 1-1. High fastball. And the count, two balls and a strike. Wells working from the stretch. Here's the 2-1. And Suero takes up and in, 3-1. Suero been swinging a good bat since the All-Star break, hitting 297 in his last 11. Actually, his last nine, I should say. But eight RBI in those nine games. Has another RBI sitting at third. Ahead in the count, 3-1. The pitch, a broken bat, fly ball to left. Might not be deep enough to score the run. Making the catch is Trimble, and Morabito is going to hold at third. Trimble already has an outfield assist in this series, and Suero broke his bat on that fly ball. Trimble didn't have to move very much in either direction, in or back. And Morabito, with nobody out in the inning, not risking the out at home plate. So Suero cannot get the job done. The infield stays in, and Mateo Gil will dig in. Hit a two-run homer in the first inning yesterday, and he takes a breaking ball at the letters for strike one. Gil 1-for-5 yesterday with that two-run homer. Hitting at 229 with the Cyclones. Seven home runs, 25 RBI. He is 4-for-10 in the first three games of this set. The 0-1. And Gill fouls the fastball back at 96. And the count 0-2. Wells making his first start, as you mentioned, since June the 21st in Wilmington. Lasted only an inning in that outing. As Retzbach, the catcher, out to the mound to talk with the right-hander Wells. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively tonight behind the righty, left to right in the outfield. It is Reed Trimble, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Douglas Hodo. Third to first around the infield, Angel Tejada, Jalen Vasquez, Tavian Josenberger, and Carlos Rodriguez, with Adam Retzbach, the catcher, behind the plate. reminder, folks, today's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality. Like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Morabito at third with one out. But Gill behind in the count 0-2. Kellum Clark waiting on deck. Wells from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Well, with the breaking ball down. And a three-pitch strikeout for Wells. So what a bounce back for him. First pitch triple. And since then, a broken bat flyout and a strikeout. And now he's an out away from getting out of the inning unscathed. So two away for Kellum Clark. Was 1-for-4 with a walk yesterday. Also stole a couple of bases. First pitch to him. And Kellum swings and fouls it away on the fastball, 0-1. Clark hitting at 233 in 34 games at the level. No home runs and 8 RBI, but hitting 364 since the 6th of July. The 0-1. And Clark takes high, a ball and a strike. Umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. It is Evan Anderson, Shin Koishizawa on the bases tonight. Morabito still at third. The 1-1. And Clark takes a fastball low. Good spot at 96. But doesn't get the call. And the count 2-1. Clark, since the 6th of July, has the highest on-base percentage in the league at .435. The 2-1. Slider on the inside corner, a strike. And the count even 2-2. Wells. Fastball, curveball. Slider that can look like a cutter and a changeup. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball at the knee, strike three called. What a job from Levi Wells. A first pitch leadoff triple, but a broken bat fly out to left and back-to-back strikeouts. And he makes his return with a major impact as he tosses his cookies before he gets into the first base dugout. Well, not only is Levi Wells battling the Cyclones, I guess he's battling his feelings and a little bit of the heat on this Friday as well. No runs, one hit, one left after a half. It is Brooklyn nothing and Aberdeen coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night drinks on us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night. Because amazing starts here.
Felipe De La Cruz on the mound for Brooklyn tonight. This is the Aberdeen lineup that he will face. If you missed it pregame, Bradfield Jr., Hodo Josenberger at the top. Trimble, Retzbach, and Young at the heart with Vasquez, Tejada, and Rodriguez at the bottom. The same exact starting nine as yesterday. Bradfield pops up the first pitch of the game. A bunt attempt and over the screen into the seats. The count, no balls and a strike. De La Cruz, the lefty, standing at 6 feet tall, 160 pounds. 23 years old from Yamasa, in the Dominican Republic. The 0-1 inside and low, a ball and a strike. Felipe making his 19th appearance and his team-leading 18th start. 3-6, a 4.48 ERA. The 1-1 taken down. It's two balls and a strike. De La Cruz, 74 hits allowed in 74 and a third innings. 31 walks to 83 strikeouts. The 1-1 outside corner. And actually the count now 2-2 on Bradfield. At his 13-game hitting streak snapped yesterday, was 0-5. But hitting 281 on the year. Three long balls and 25 batted in. The league leader in stolen bases with 53. The 2-2. Just a bit inside with a front door breaking ball. It's full, three balls and two strikes. Bradfield, 3-11 in this series. The payoff pitch. Bradfield off the end of the bat, breaks his bat on the ground to Lugo. Fielded, throws on the move, and a good backhanded pick by Gill gets Bradfield Jr. for the first out. What a play by William Lugo. Had to do it quickly with Bradfield hustling up the line, one of the fastest players in the South Atlantic League. And just like that, one away. Brings up Douglas Hodo as we take a look at Brooklyn defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Kellum Clark, Omar De Los Santos, and Jeffrey De Los Santos. First pitch to the righty batter, and Hodo a check swing foul ball up the first baseline. It's 0-1. Third to first around the infield, Junior Tillian, William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, and Mateo Gill with Chris Suero, the catcher behind the dish. The 0-1, and Hodo rips it deep down the right field line, but foul. And the count 0-2. Hodo 1-for-3 last night, walked and stole a base. 3-for-9 in this series, hitting at 248 in the South Atlantic League. Four homers and 22 driven in. The 0-2, a fastball high at 97. A ball and two strikes. First baseman Gill off the line. The 1-2 coming. And Hodo chases the slider in the dirt for strike three. First punch out tonight for Felipe. And there are two out in the first. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Bases empty and two out for Tavian Josenberger. Josenberger 0-for-3 yesterday, but did walk and steal a couple of bases from the right-hand side. Takes up and away for ball one. Josenberger 3-for-8 in this series, hitting 214 on the season. The 1-0, outside and high, two balls and no strikes. Josenberger, 7 home runs and 33 ribbies. And struggled, though, against lefties, just 9-for-53 entering the night. De La Cruz hides his eyes behind his beige mitt, the 2-0, and Josenberger off the hands into right field. Drifting back into his left is Jeffrey De Los Santos, but makes the catch as Felipe tosses a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. We head to the second here in Maryland, scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
lost his cookies as he was leaving the mound in the top of the first inning. Well, the Ironbirds first base dugout has dumped a cooler of water where that happened. And the Ironbirds have made a Coney Island sandbar call to the bullpen. I don't know if this was scheduled for Wells, one inning coming back, or something because of the fact that he was tossing his cookies in front of the dugout. The first pitch of the night from Davey Cruz, the arm out of the bullpen, is waved at and missed in the count 0-1. So a day after Aberdeen needed to go to their bullpen early and get some length, going to have to do so again here tonight as the 0-1 at the knees and the count 0-2. Cruz making his second appearance of the week, 5'11", 154 pounds, just 20 years old from Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. The 0-2 to Junior, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on a breaking ball down. And Davey Cruz starts his night with a three-pitch strikeout. One away in the top of the second inning. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey scored three runs last night, a double, a walk, a hit by pitch. Hitting at 200 with Brooklyn. 46 for 230. First pitch to the lefty. A called strike on the outer half, 0-1. De Los Santos, five home runs and 28 RBI. Get your numbers for Cruz in just a moment. The one-strike pitch outside and low, 1-1. Cruz making his 29th appearance, 2-1, or rather 3-1. 5.97 ERA, does have three saves. 20 hits in 28 and two-thirds. The 1-1. At the knees, a ball and two strikes. Cruz, 29 walks to 40 strikeouts through a scoreless inning. Needed just nine pitches in game two on Wednesday. Bases empty, one out. And a scoreless game in the second. The 1-2 pitch. That a 50-foot fastball from Davey Cruz that bounced well before home, just inside the batter's circle. And the count even, 2-2. The final line for the starter, Levi Wells. And I should preface that it could have very well been a scheduled one-inning outing. The 2-2, as De Los Santos hits it sharply to the right of the second baseman, Josenberger, in a right center field for a single. Hodo fields and fires in. Jeffrey, another base hit in this series. He's now 3-for-8 in the first four games of this set. And Brooklyn with one on and one out. Brings up DeAndre Smith. The final line for Wells, one inning, no runs, a hit. No walks, two Ks, 14 pitches and nine strikes. Lefty comes home, and DeAndre takes it up by the letters, 1-0. DeAndre had off last night. Was 0-for-4 in game two, 0-for-8 overall in the doubleheader on Wednesday. The 1-0, and Smith pulls his head out on the change, a ball and a strike. DeAndre 3-for-23 since coming off the IL, and 4-for-34 with Brooklyn this year. Cruz sets at the belt. Here's the 1-1, and DeAndre takes in by the shins, two balls and a strike. Certainly could have been a scheduled one-inning outing for Wells tonight, but certainly if it was not, regardless either way, him having that little moment in front of the first base dugout after the inning was over, enough to make you question what the reason was, the 2-1. And Smith will take inside, but the pitch won't count. A pitch clock violation on Cruz. And the count 3-1. Run. Runner takes his lead off of first. 3-1 offering. And Smith on Cork's one foul. Right off the padded wall to the left of Brooklyn's third base dugout. And the count full. Cruz got off to a great start this year. At an ERA of 1.69 in his first seven outings during the month of April. Runner goes as they throw to first. Rodriguez throws to second, the tag, and they got him. A great pickoff move by Davy Cruz. I thought he was going home, instead went to first base. De Los Santos was off from first, and they pick him off, caught stealing 1-3-6. So a great pickoff by Davy Cruz, and now the bases are empty with two out. And a 3-2 pitch upcoming. The payoff, and DeAndre fights it off the hands. First base seats, it stays 3-2, but for Davy, since the month of May began, his ERA for the year is up at 8.5. It's at 10 in his last 11 outings entering the night. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the changeup down. And so for the second time in two innings in this series, Cruz gives up a hit in the frame, but faces the minimum. This time thanks to a caught stealing and a pickoff. No runs, a hit, nobody left at the end of 1.5, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Felipe De La Cruz back to the mound as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Some ominous-looking clouds rolling back in here in Aberdeen. There is a severe thunderstorm. Is it a warning or a watch? It's a warning here in Aberdeen until 8:15. But we play on. Nothing doing in terms of precipitation as we speak. Have a break in the clouds towards the third base side of the seats. And a lot of dark gray clouds off towards the right field Aberdeen bullpen. First pitch of the inning to Reed Trimble is taken outside for ball one. De La Cruz a 1-2-3 first inning. The 1-0 to the switch hitter. Inside ball two. Trimble a couple of hits last night. Also drove in a run. They got 246 in 41 games. The 2-0 pitch. Up and away, three balls and no strikes. Trimble, three home runs and 21 RBI. 2-for-10 in the first three games of the series. Here's the 3-0, and that way high off the glove of the catcher, Suero, to the backstop. And a four-pitch walk given up by De La Cruz to start the second inning. So one on and nobody out. Aberdeen has their first base runner of the day. And that'll bring up Adam Retzbach. Retzbach, a two-run homer last night. Has four RBI in his first two games of the series. Runner leads off first. And Retzbach takes a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1. Retzbach hitting 188. 37 for 197. Six long balls and 35 RBI. The 0-1, swing and a miss at a heater. 94 that time from Felipe, 0-2. Brooklyn wearing the road grays tonight with navy sleeves, BKLYN, arched across the chest in Old English Navy lettering. Navy piping around the collar, down the front of the uniform, Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. The lefty's 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Just blew a fastball by him down in the zone. And De La Cruz has his second strikeout. One away in the second. Brings up the switch hitting DH, Carter Young. Young 0-for-3 last night, walked and stole a base. Just 1-for-9 in the series. Hitting at 204 with Aberdeen. 58-for-285, 5 long balls and 31 RBI. One on, one out, no score. First pitch from Felipe off the end of the bat. And towards the first base seats, 0-1. De La Cruz has those gray pants all the way down to the ankles. Navy trim along the side. Runner goes, the 0-1 is high, called strike. Throw down to second, and oversliding the bag for a moment it looked was Reed Trimble. But DeAndre Smith did not keep the tag on him, so Trimble is safe. Now the count 0-2 on Young. But Trimble may be catching a break as it looked like he may have overslid second by just a moment. But he is now 21-for-21 on stolen base attempts in the South Atlantic League this year and 24-for-24 overall. Ironbirds have the go-ahead run in scoring position with one out. The 0-2, and Young lines it out of play to the right. Stays, no balls and two strikes. White cleats for Felipe, has some neon yellow, green, and orange down by the cleats. Down by the spikes. The 0-2. This hit on the ground is short. This will advance the runner. Lugo to his left makes the play on to Gill for the second out. Trimble will advance to third. And two out now in the second inning for Jalen Vasquez. Vasquez, lefty batter. 1-for-4 last night as the third baseman. 1-for-9 in this series with a walk. Hitting at 215, 3 home runs and 23 driven in. The lefty comes home, and Felipe fires a fastball down the chute at 96. And the count 0-1. With those dirt-stained white cleats buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, Navy bill. Powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front, the 0-1. A fastball at the letters again at 96. And De La Cruz in front, 0-2. Runner at third and two out. No score in the home second inning. 0-2 on Vasquez. The lefty curls and fires. And this time Vasquez does not climb the ladder. Stays away from an elevated fastball, 1-2. Angel Tejada, third baseman tonight for Aberdeen, waiting on deck. De La Cruz at the chest. Here's the 1-2 offering. And a fastball up and away. It's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right now, though, in Aberdeen, 80 degrees according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 84. The 2-2. And Vasquez fouls it off the hands. Onto the roof of the luxury level. It stays 2-2. De La Cruz, best start since the All-Star break his last time out, went 4 1/3 innings, 1 run against Rome last Saturday. The 2-2 just misses. Oh, what a spot from De La Cruz down and away. Brooklyn bench also thought Vasquez offered at it. I thought it was just a strike on the outer half, but it's been a smaller strike zone tonight for Anderson, and so the count runs full. The payoff pitch, and Vasquez sends it out of play. An ominous looking sky right now here in Aberdeen, even though not the entirety of it gray. The payoff pitch, and Vasquez line drive right field, and that's down for a base hit. Scoring it is Trimble. Jalen Vasquez, an RBI single, and Aberdeen strikes first. They have a 1-0 lead. Looked like the Cyclones were going to get out of the inning. De La Cruz made a couple of good pitches ahead in the count on Vasquez, but didn't get the call. And Jalen able to capitalize on a 3-2 delivery to provide the Ironbirds the advantage. So Aberdeen has their first lead since game one on Wednesday. Vasquez is 24th RBI, and the inning continues for Angel Tejada. Tejada was 1-for-4 last night as the DH. And De La Cruz throws over, diving back safely is Vasquez. Tejada hitting at 207 in the SAL, 18-for-87. One home run and six RBI. Just 20 years old, runner goes. De La Cruz steps off, throws to second, and Vasquez is still safe. Well, Vasquez got a great jump, and Felipe was just alerted, either alerted by his teammates late or didn't pick up them calling it out until late. And so even though Felipe stepped off and threw to second, Vasquez still swipes his 28th bag. So another runner in scoring position. And now Tejada fouls it off his front leg, 0-1. De La Cruz has had some drastic home and road splits this year. Has really loved pitching on Coney Island and really struggled away from it. Lights on here at the stadium. The 0-1. And Tejada, a foul ball off the mitt of Suero. It's 0-2. But Felipe, an ERA under 3 at home. 2.92. But on the road, equal amount of starts, equal amount of innings. An ERA up over 6 entering the night. Trails 1-0 here in the second. Ahead of another batter, 0-2. Lefty deals, and Tejada breaks his bat, shatters it. But this one lands foul in the first base seats. And Tejada left holding just the handle. Barrel almost perfectly stuck into the turf. Almost like it was a lawn dart in between the pitcher's mound and home plate. More towards the third base side of the downward slope of the mound. But Tejada back to the dugout to get a new piece of lumber. As De La Cruz certainly had to labor a bit in this inning. Pitch count in the frame about to be at 23. Brooklyn's bullpen up out in left field just in case. De La Cruz trying to find that rhythm here on the road. Trying to get out of the frame with just the one run allowed. The 0-2 coming. And Tejada fouls it back towards us and almost ricochets into my booth. Heads up, everybody. So it stays no balls and two strikes. The lefty offers outside with a fastball at 95. And the count 1-2. De La Cruz has a couple of strikeouts tonight. But after getting to 0-2 on Vasquez, four straight foul balls with two strikes. Big lead off the second, the 1-2. And Tejada, soft ground ball to third. Coming on is Tillian. And his throw to first in time to end the inning. But Aberdeen takes the lead. A walk and an RBI base hit by Jalen Vasquez. We are through two. It is 1-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars night. As part of a celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Well, another Coney Island sandbar called the bullpen for Aberdeen. So that pretty much guarantees that it was a scheduled departure for Levi Wells tonight. Maybe supposed to go two instead of one. But on is the right-hander Nestor Herman to make his High A debut. Herman added to the roster from Single A Delmarva the other day. 6'3", 225 pounds, 22 years old from Seattle. And his first pitch as an iron bird to Omar De Los Santos bounces off the plate. And the count 1-0. Omar had a couple of RBI triples last night. 2-for-11 in the series, hitting a .166 in the Sally League this year. The wind, the 1-0. Low, it's 2 balls and no strikes. Omar, 6 home runs and 20 RBI. But since the All-Star break, he has been one of the best sluggers in the league. Not just using his speed. A 2-0. And Omar fouls it back towards us. And onto the roof. It's 2-1. But Omar coming into play today, tied for the league lead in triples since the All-Star break with two. He's also tied for second in home runs, tied for third in total bases and runs, fourth in extra base hits, sixth in slugging, and seventh in OPS. Shows bunt, stabs at it, and comes up empty on the pitch down and away. It's 2-2. But Herman, the new arm in the game for Aberdeen, joined the roster yesterday from Single-A Delmarva. Trying to strike out the first batter he faces at the level. Hides his eyes behind that bright beige mitt. The 2-2. And Omar checked his swing. Did he go? No. On a pill, says Koshizawa. It's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herman made 14 appearances, 12 starts in the Carolina League. Went 1-3 with a 1.49 ERA. The payoff pitch, and Omar, a high fly ball to right. In and to his left is Hodo. He'll make the catch over his left shoulder for the first out. One up, one down for Herman. Final line for Davey Cruz goes an inning. No runs, a hit, no walk, struck out two. 14 pitches, 10 strikes for him. One away for William Lugo, his second game back off the IL. Was 0-for-2 before being pinch hit for by Mateo Gill in the sixth inning in game two on Wednesday, as Lugo out in front of the off-speed 0-1. Lugo hitting at 177 on the year in 60 games. 35 for 198, 4 home runs and 25 RBI, the 0-1. And Lugo, a ground ball to third. Coming in on it is Tejada. And his throw in time to get him for the second out. So two up, two down for Herman. That'll bring up the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. Tripled to lead off the ball game, but was stranded at third base. Herman, though, in the Carolina League, 31 hits allowed in 48 and a third innings. 14 walks, 57 strikeouts. Had a very strong tenure there. Did have a stint on the IL, though. First pitch to the righty batter, up and in for ball one. Herman made 8 starts since coming off the IL on June the 14th. Had a 1.5 ERA, right at about his season total. The 1-0, and that bounces in there. 2 balls, no strikes. Bases empty, 2 out here in the top of the third. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 1-0. Herman, though, pitching for the first time since last Saturday in Fredericksburg. Went 4 1/3 innings of scoreless 3-hit ball. Here's the 2-0. In there, a strike, 2-1. Herman, the Orioles' 11th round pick last year out of Seattle University in Washington, did not pitch after the draft. The wind, the 2-1. In there, a strike and the count even. Morabito asks for time. Gray cloud seemingly rolling in from beyond right field. Only question is whether or not that's bringing a precipitation. The 2-2 offering. And Morabito fooled, swings and misses at a pitch down and away, strike 3. Nestor Herman picks up his first South Atlantic League strikeout in a 1-2-3 top of the third. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of 2.5. Looks like someone from the Aberdeen grounds crew going to come out and talk to the umpires. Scoreless, or actually rather 1-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Felipe De La Cruz back to the mound for Brooklyn as we head to the bottom of the third inning. We did mention that a member of the grounds crew for Aberdeen came out to talk with the umpires, but nothing stopping play as of yet. 9-1 and 2-2 up for the Ironbirds in the inning. First pitch to Carlos Rodriguez, hit in the air to right. Back into his left, Jeffrey De Los Santos. And as he arranges onto the warning track, makes the catch for the first out of the third inning. One up, one down for Felipe. Brings up Enrique Bradfield Jr. Ground out to short in his first at-bat tonight. Take a look around the South Atlantic League in this third inning. Third baseman Tillian going to play in with the lefty batter. And the first pitch to Enrique, up and in, ball one. Well, a bunch of games impacted by weather, but not here in the Northeast, which I find interesting. A lot of weather up in these parts as Bradfield takes a strike, 1-1. I know a lot of the games, especially up in the New York area. I know the Yankees game has a tarp on the field. The 1-1. Breaking ball down and away, 2-1. But Roma and Bowling Green had their game canceled today due to rain. Don't have enough time to make it up, and guess they don't play again this year. The 2-1. Up and in, three balls and a strike on Bradfield. Not the guy you want to walk. 53 stolen bases on the year. That leads the league. The Winston-Salem and Greensboro rained out as well. The 3-1 outside and low ball four. He lost him. So De La Cruz issues his second walk of the night. And the speedster is on with one out for Douglas Hodo. Hodo struck out in his first at-bat. He is 0-1. Winston-Salem and Greensboro rained out. They'll try and play two tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock. The reason why Bowling Green and Rome had their game canceled, they're playing two tomorrow and Sunday. As Hodo takes a strike. Actually, no, I stand corrected. They've now had two games canceled, and they're playing two tomorrow. And one of the two games they were supposed to play on Sunday canceled. Throw over. And Bradfield dives back. I thought there was a newer rule these days as the rain has returned. It has started to precipitate once again here in Aberdeen with one on and one out. Throw over. And back in standing is Bradfield Jr. Felipe also started that wild game the last time Brooklyn was here on June the 30th. That saw a 20-minute rain delay with two out in the ninth. Runner goes, the 0-1 high. Throw down to second by Suero. The tag, and Bradfield safe. Nearly overslid the bag to the outfield side. DeAndre kept the tag on. But Bradfield stolen base number 54 on the year. And the count now 1-1 on Hodo. Just a light rain right now. But a lot of the fans heading towards the cover behind the first and third base seats. The 1-1 runner breaks for third, and the ball goes five-hole on Suero. Races it down onto the warning track as Bradfield stays put. Enrique Bradfield wrecking havoc again on Brooklyn defensively. He steals his way around the bags, and he's now at third. 55 stolen bases on the season for him. And the count 2-1 on Hodo. Bradfield Jr. been such a menace against Brooklyn. 12 of his 55 against the Cyclones. The 2-1 at the letters is a strike 2-2. Trying to change up that time. But Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore also impacted by the weather. They're in a delayed start. They were supposed to get underway an hour ago. 2-2, swing and a miss, struck him out, got him on the back foot slider. Good pitch there from Felipe down and in. His third strikeout, and two out with a runner at third for Tavian Josenberger. So the infield can move back. Josenberger flied out to right in his only trip. On Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley will be Mitch Neuenborn against Cam Schlittler if and when that gets underway. First pitch from De La Cruz in the dirt, smothered by Suero. Bradfield stays put 1-0. Only two other games in progress right now down in Asheville. They are in the top of the third. The Tourists leading Hickory 6-4. Luis Baez, a two-run homer. His 18th of the season for Asheville. The 1-0. And Josenberger fouls it off his foot. It's even a ball and a strike. And the only other game going on tonight right now is in South Carolina. Wilmington, after being no-hit last night, has already put up three runs on five hits. Two of those five hits, home runs from Philip Glasser. A pair of home runs tonight and all three RBI. The 1-1 fouled back to the screen, 1-2. Right now, Wilmington a 3-1 lead going to the bottom of the third. Harleen Susana for the Blue Rocks and Jettison Paez on the mound for Greenville. I assume that is how you say it. J-E-D-I-X-S-O-N. 1-2, way high. And Suero out of his crouch to get it. 2-2. Well, very slow-moving clouds coming in from the right field side. And what they are bringing from the trees in right field looks to be nothing but not as dark as gray a color you can see. It's not pitch black, but it is about as dark a gray as you can find on the color palette. The 2-2 inside and low, a full count. Reed Trimble, the switch hitting right fielder, waiting on deck. Actually, Trimble, the left fielder today. Aberdeen can sort of interchange their outfielders, can play them at all three spots. The payoff pitch on the outside corner, strike three called, and no argument from Josenberger. Just put his head down and started walking back to the first base dugout. Big strikeout from De La Cruz. Strands Bradfield at third. Four Ks for Felipe through three. For the fourth we go. 1-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones' world-famous Seinfeld Night is real, and it's spectacular. And you can be a part of it at Maimonides Park on Saturday, August 10th. The first 2,000 fans in the building will take home a special edition George Costanza It's Scary Cold bobblehead. Plus, if these pretzels are making you thirsty, we've got the cure. Our all-you-can-drink package, 2 hours of unlimited beer, wine, seltzers, yada, 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 all that and so much more. To secure your tickets for the 2024 Seinfeld Night, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Herman back to the mound in the top of the fourth inning. Brooklyn trailing 1-0. First pitch to Chris Suero is taken high. And the count 1-0. Suero, Gill, and Clark, 2-3 and 4, due up for Brooklyn in the top of the fourth inning. They trail this one 1-0, trying to maybe make this an official game before the heavens open back up. As the first pitch to Suero missed, and so does the second. Two balls, no strikes on the Brooklyn catcher. Broken bat fly out to left in his first at-bat. The righty is 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. It was a torrential downpour here earlier, right around 5 o'clock, to the point where I was surprised we're even playing right now. The 3-0. In there is strike 3-1. That's the benefit of having a turf field. And can drain water a lot better than natural grass, and that's why we're able to play. But it was so bad, for those of you that missed it, we're talking about it pregame, the 3-1. In there is strike. It's full now. It was so bad, with the windows closed in our booth, could barely make out the field, and you definitely couldn't see the video board out in right center field. It was that bad. Michael Mark Antonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, had a great video. The span of 10 minutes, it went from what looked like a scene out of the Twister movie to double rainbows on the field in a span of about 10 minutes. The payoff pitch inside corner, strike three called, and Suero, I don't believe it, look back at the home plate umpire, Evan Anderson. So Nestor Hermana picks up his second strikeout. And there's one away in the fourth for Mateo Gill. Struck out in his first at-bat against Levi Wells. Lights on here at the stadium. The righty deals. And Gill swings and misses. Fastball away at 91. It's 0-1. The rainbows were incredibly low. It looked like one of the rainbows after that rainstorm earlier was starting in the first base dugout. The 0-1. And Gill, a foul tip on the bender into the glove of Retzbach, 0-2. Aberdeen tonight wearing the powder blue uniforms. Ironbirds in white script across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. White pants for Hermann. Down just below his knees. The 0-2 pitch. Up and away, 1-2. Orange and blue piping along the side of those white pants. Tall royal blue socks out of his Oriole-colored black and orange cleats. 1-2. Outside and low, 2-2. Mateo thought about it. Powder blue cap, powder blue bill. With the orange crab silhouette logo on the front. Bases empty, one out. The righty's 2-2, and Gill pulls it on the ground to third. Picked up by Tejada to his left. Strong throw gets him for the second out. So two up, two down for Hermann in the fourth. And that'll bring up Kellum Clark, who struck out to end the first. But Hermann, an interesting story, was born in the States. Moved back to his native Mexico when he was just a couple of years old. There's a flash of lightning out beyond the right field wall. First pitch to Kellum Clark, taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. But moved back to the United States from Mexico. Lived with family back in Seattle. And it was time to start high school. The 0-1 and Clark a high pop-up. Right side of the infield, Josenberger waves everybody off. Still on the brown shaded turf, makes the catch. And Nestor Hermann has his second straight 1-2-3 inning. Brooklyn goes in order. We are through 3.5. Both these teams trying to dodge the weather. Ironbirds a 1-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea in a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Well, the upbeat nature of this music belies the actual scene on the field. Well, it hasn't started to rain again just yet. That earlier rain that was going on in the third inning has dissipated, but as Felipe De La Cruz was walking back to the mound to start the bottom of the fourth inning, or at least start his warm-up tosses, member of the Aberdeen grounds crew came out, talked to both umpires, Koichi Zawa and Anderson. And right as Felipe was about to bend down to pick up the baseball and start his warm-up tosses, the home plate umpire, Evan Anderson, sort of motioned with his right fingers back towards the dugout, saying, I would head back. Let's take a break as we have entered a weather delay here at Leidos Field in Ripken Stadium. Middle of the fourth inning, Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. Both teams already vacating the dugouts and heading back to the clubhouses ahead of what certainly looks like it'll be some gnarly weather just based on the darkness of the gray clouds rolling in very slowly from the right field side. It's a very unique scene right now because if you look out towards the Ripken Little League and Senior League fields out beyond the Brooklyn Visiting Clubhouse and left and behind the group area in left, really down the left field line to the left of the Brooklyn Visiting Clubhouse. Still plenty of breaks in the clouds. You can still see the reflection of the sunset, orangish pink, very high towards the clouds over the top of the trees. Top of that tree line out in left field by those youth fields. But flashes of lightning going off now in right. And so been in delay now for about 4 minutes. And who knows how long this one will go. Could be another hour. We might not play again tonight. Who knows? It is one of those kinds of scenes. But taking you through the game that was before we entered this delay, really not much happened. Brooklyn got up got off to a good start. A first pitch leadoff triple from Nick Morabito, but a broken bat fly out to left and back-to-back strikeouts from Levi Wells ended the inning. Levi Wells then lost his lunch walking back to the first base dugout. Felipe De La Cruz had a quick and painless bottom of the first. Brooklyn went back to work. Top of the second, Levi Wells did not come back out. We don't know whether or not it was because of him feeling under the weather or not. But Davy Cruz came on, gave up a base hit, but picked off a runner, faced the minimum. Brooklyn gave up a run in the bottom of the second. Reed Trimble walked, stole second, moved to third on a one-out. Carter Young ground out, and then with two out, and a 3-2 count, Jalen Vasquez had an RBI single to center to give Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. Nestor Hermann came on in the top of the third, retired all six he faced as Aberdeen strengthened a man at third in the bottom of the third, and that is where we are at right now. And Brooklyn, a shorthanded pitching staff, so they definitely do not want this delay to go long, and if it does, my guess is they'd probably just prefer to have the game postponed outright, or really suspended in this case outright because of the shorthanded bullpen. But right now the line up for the starter, Felipe De La Cruz, three innings, a run, a hit, through two walks, four Ks for him, 55 pitches, 32 strikes. Nestor Hermann was two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, two Ks for him, 26 pitches, 16 strikes, and his first two innings at the high A level. Brooklyn, no runs, two hits, no errors, one man left so far. Aberdeen, one run, one hit, no errors. They have left two. Right now, both these teams have played about an hour. First pitch was at 7:06. Delay started at 8:03, and that is where we are at right now. We mentioned a little while before how weather has impacted the league already tonight. Bowling Green and Rome canceled due to rain. They'll play two tomorrow, just a single game on Sunday. Winston-Salem and Greensboro rained out. They'll try and play two tomorrow. Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore have been in a weather delay for over an hour now. Supposed to start at 7:05. Mitch Neuenborn against Cam Schlittler. Top of the fourth inning in Asheville. The Tourists a 6-4 lead on Hickory. Luis Baez, a two-run homer, his 18th of the year. And the only other game that got started tonight is in Greenville-Wilmington. After being no hit yesterday, have a 5-1 lead against the drive. Philip Glasser, a multi-home run game already for the Blue Rocks. Taking a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, starting out with AAA Syracuse, their game right now in a weather delay in Columbus, Ohio, will be Jordan Gieber to start for Syracuse against Tristan Sticks McKenzie for the Clippers if and when that game gets underway. Brett Beatty, Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez, Austin Allen, JT Schwartz, the other former Cyclones in the AAA lineup tonight. Double-A Binghamton right now in the bottom of the fourth inning, scoreless against New Hampshire. Blue Jays affiliate Brandon Sproat, 10 strikeouts through four innings tonight. No runs, two hits, no walks for him. He is spectacular, really. Talked about it shortly after he was promoted from Brooklyn to Binghamton, that he was sort of like Christian Scott plus. If Scott had a little bit more life on his fastball, and Scott has a pretty darn good heater. But there is just something special about Brandon Sproat, and it's going to be fun to watch his continued rise towards the big leagues and Queens, and I'll be very curious to see if David Stearns and company might consider using Sproat in a relief role down the stretch of the season. Rain has started up again here in Aberdeen. Nothing torrential at the moment, but certainly has started to precipitate once again here in Maryland. But looking at AA Binghamton, outside of Sproat, Alex Ramirez, Matt Rudick, Ryan Clifford, Kevin Parada, Rowdy Jordan, Stanley Consuegra, Jose Peroza, Wyatt Young, 8 of the 9 in the starting 9 today for Binghamton, our Cyclone alums. Looking at single A St. Lucie, they were delayed for a little bit due to weather in Fort Myers, but they are through 3, leading 1-0. RBI in that game from Jonathan Henriquez. The only RBI in that game, Austin Barrow, has a triple and a run scored for St. Lucie. Grant Hartwig making a rehab appearance through a scoreless inning. Walked one, faced one over the minimum at 19 pitches, 10 strikes. Also hit a batter and induced a double play. So great to see Hartwig on the mend. Kevin DeVicencio in the lineup today for St. Lucie, the former Cyclone. Looking elsewhere in the organization today, Dominican Summer League, Mets Blue falling on the road to the Tigers. First team, 8-4. Mets Orange playing a doubleheader against the Marlins. First game, a seven-inning game. They won as the home team, 8-2. And then the nightcap, they fell in that one to the Marlins. Dominican Summer League team as the road team in 9-4-2-3. That was a suspended game from July the 22nd. And then, of course, later on tonight, Mets and Angels in Anaheim at 9:38. Paul Blackburn against Tyler Anderson. Our good friends Keith Radha, my predecessor, and, of course, the great Pat McCarthy on the call on WCBS Mets Radio Network tonight. Paul Blackburn making his Mets debut. Acquired at the deadline for Cade Morris, who I think tonight making his Athletics organization debut for High A Lansing. But Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Francisco Alvarez, the former Cyclones in the Mets lineup tonight. Luis Guillorme, former Cyclone in the Angels lineup tonight. Tough news for them earlier in the week. It's announced that Mike Trout going to miss the rest of the season, needs another surgery for a torn meniscus in his knee, and we wish him the best. Been so tough to see all the injuries he's had to deal with over the last couple of years. But speaking of former Cyclones and taking a look around the Midwest League today, and particularly the two spots where former Cyclones landed, Cade Morris making his Athletics organizational debut today. Lansing playing the Dayton Dragons. Reds affiliate Cade Morris. So far, five innings, two runs, five hits, two walks, three strikeouts. Lansing trailing Dayton at home by a score of 2-1. And for Wilfredo Lara, he's with High A Beloit. They are playing on the road against Lake County. That is the Guardians. High A affiliate Lara batting seventh and playing shortstop tonight as his first hit now. As a member of the Marlins organization, he's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout tonight. Was hitless in his debut last night for the Beloit Sky Carp, and wishing them the best of luck in their new spots. Not only two great players, but just two incredibly wonderful human beings. Cade, so intense. Just loved watching him pitch. Kind of reminded me a little bit of a Max Scherzer light. Obviously, don't want to compare his stuff to Scherzer's because Scherzer's a future first ballot Hall of Famer. But just the way he rocks back and forth before his pitches, the intensity with which he plays with, then a little bit of his windup reminds me a little bit of Scherzer. And just Lara, I mean, his smile's worth $1 million. Just a spark plug, was just a great energizer for this team. One of the moments I'll never forget from this season with Lara was something he didn't really do, more so in terms of his physical attributes on the field, but more of what he could do as a teammate, just firing up Chris Suero before he had that bases-loaded walk-off RBI single in the 10th inning on July the 19th, that incredible five-run comeback against Jersey Shore, the first game out of the All-Star break. So we wish them the best of luck, and of course we're going to update you on Cade and Wilfredo and what they do the rest of the season for their respective new organizations. No word yet as to whether or not Paul Gervais has made his, I guess it would be his Montgomery Biscuits debut with the Rays organization. And, of course, Rylan Thomas and Tyler Stewart have already made their debuts in the Mariners and Nationals farm systems. But looking at Major League Baseball before we take a break here from Maryland. One final already today. Cubs beat the Cardinals. Another Wrigley Field up Friday matinee. Christian Betancourt and Michael Busch with home runs for Chicago as they beat the Cubs, or beat the Cardinals, I should say, 6-3. It would be impressive if they could beat themselves. That would be a new one in the big leagues. But elsewhere in the big leagues right now, bottom of the sixth, Kansas City, a 3-2 lead on Detroit. Sal Perez, his 20th home run of the year. Justin Henry Molloy, his 8th for the Tigers. Tarek Skubal, as the Royals already into their bullpen. Skubal, the starter for Detroit. End of 5 in Pittsburgh. Diamondbacks, a 5-3 lead on the Pirates. Ketel Marte, Jock Peterson, and Josh Bell went back-to-back-to-back in a 5-run first inning for Arizona, as Luis Ortiz starting for the Pirates against Brandon Pfaadt. The start of that game went triple homer, homer, homer. Doesn't get tougher than that for a starter like Luis Ortiz. End of 5 right now in D.C. Nationals and Brewers are tied at 3. C.J. Abrams, a 2-run homer, his 16th of the year for the Nationals. Jake Irvin for Washington. Frankie Montas making his Brewers debut tonight for Milwaukee. Yankees and Blue Jays in a weather delay in the Bronx. They haven't started yet. Marcus Stroman against Kevin Gausman, if and when that gets underway. Bottom of the 4th in Cleveland. Guardians a 2-1 lead on the Orioles. Carlos Carrasco against Dean Kramer. Elsewhere in the big leagues, Reds also impacted by weather. They have not started yet against the Giants. They were supposed to get underway a little while ago. Andrew Abbott will oppose Blake Snell if and when that game starts out in Cincinnati. As a matter of fact, it has just gotten underway after a 1 hour or so weather holdup. End of 4 in Atlanta. Marlins a 3-0 lead on the Braves. Jonah Bride and Jake Berger with home runs in that one for Miami. Bride is second. Berger is 16th. Valente Baiozzo for the Marlins and Spencer Schwellenbach for the Braves. And that's an interesting pitching matchup because Schwellenbach pitched against Brooklyn as recently as May the 9th against Brandon Sproat. He has struck out another 7 tonight. But Valente Baiozzo also pitched against Brooklyn as recently as last August. He was pitching for the Asheville Tourists when the Cyclones were playing there the last road trip of last season. But Baiozzo now with the Marlins and up at the big league level. He started the year at high A in the Marlins organization. So he, like Schwellenbach, already up in the big leagues. Bottom one in Texas, Rangers a 1-0 lead on the Red Sox. Jose Ureña against Cutter Crawford. Corey Seager, his 20th home run of the year. Middle one in Houston, Rays up 2-0 on the Astros. Dylan Carlson, a 2-run homer, his first as a Ray. Shane Baz against Yusei Kikuchi making his Astros debut. Carlson came over from the Cardinals at the deadline for Tampa Bay. Bottom of the first in Minnesota. Twins and White Sox are scoreless. Joe Ryan for Minnesota. Davis Martin for the White Sox. Everything else in the big league starting later on tonight. 9:40, A's hosting the Dodgers. Joey Estes against Gavin Stone. Rockies in San Diego to take on the Padres. Austin Gomber against Randy Vasquez. And the Mariners host the Phillies. Brian Wu against Tyler Phillips. Still raining here in Aberdeen. It is not pouring, that is for certain, but some dark skies, some lightning, not a whole lot of thunder. Still, you can see the break in the clouds in that same spot we were telling you about earlier out towards the Brooklyn Clubhouse and the youth fields here at the Ripken Baseball Complex. But right now, here at Leidos Field, Ripken Stadium, we've been in a weather delay for almost 20 minutes or so now. A couple members of the grounds crew making their way down from their shed up the right field line. But we will take a little break here on the Cyclones Radio Network. We'll try and find out some information. When we come back, we'll get that info to you. And then, at least for the meantime, maybe get you out to one of the Mets affiliates and let you know what's going on with them. Might make a little trip up to Binghamton and visit with one of my old Penn State buddies, Jacob Wilkins and Matt Levine on the Rumble Ponies Radio Network, as right now Brandon Sproat's throwing a gem for Binghamton at AA. They're playing tonight against New Hampshire, so we'll take a quick little break. And if things don't change, we'll get you out to that matchup between Binghamton and New Hampshire. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network. Weather delay, middle of the fourth, 1-0 Aberdeen, as we sit and wait here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of the celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. The Brooklyn Cyclones' world-famous Seinfeld Night is real, and it's spectacular, and you can be a part of it at Maimonides Park on Saturday, August 10th. The first 2,000 fans in the building will take home a special edition George Costanza It's Scary Cold bobblehead. Plus, if these pretzels are making you thirsty, we've got the cure. Our all-you-can-drink package, 2 hours of unlimited beer, wine, seltzers, yada, 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 all that and so much more. To secure your tickets for the 2024 Seinfeld Night, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Another rain delay here in Aberdeen. A tough one right now as the Ironbirds hold a 1-0 lead. Heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. Hasn't really downpoured yet, but the forecast not particularly great going forward. There has been a lot of lightning, and both these teams really not looking to have really their bulk pitchers tonight have their days cut short. Both these pitching staffs already run a little ragged with the trade deadline and the doubleheader on Wednesday. But it was great getting visited by Joe Krause, Photo Joe, as they call him here in Aberdeen. A lot of great folks here with the Ironbirds keeping us company and treating us well. And a big shout-out to the voice of the Ironbirds. We talked about him earlier, Michael Mark Antonini. Kevin Jimenez, the creative services person here, used to work for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Matter of fact, he designed the uniforms that the Cyclones wearing tonight, the road jerseys back when he was Cyclones employee. But we still sit in this weather delay here in the middle of the fourth inning with Aberdeen leading 1-0. And we mentioned before that we would send it out to Binghamton if we were still in a delay when we came back. Right now, set the scene for you. Binghamton and New Hampshire are scoreless in the top of the sixth inning. Brandon Sproat's day done, but what a great performance from him. 5 innings, no runs, 2 hits, no walks, 13 strikeouts tonight. Recorded 15 outs, 13 of the 15 were strikeouts. 81 pitches, 57 strikes for him. I feel like it's only a matter of time now before he makes his way up to AAA. He has been exquisite. His AA ERA now down to 2.45. But without further ado, top of the sixth inning, Cam Robinson is now on a pitch for the Rumble Ponies. Fisher Katza and Rumble Ponies. Scoreless game in the sixth inning. We send it out now to Morabito Stadium. And Jacob Wilkins and Matt Levine will come back with updates as they come. But for right now, here is Jacob and Matt, our good buddies up at Double A. I have to disable ad blockers before we can get you out there. We're working our hardest to do that, but as we mentioned, in the meantime, Right now, we are in a weather delay. 1-0 the score between Aberdeen and Brooklyn. And there we go.
Deals the 0-1 a little bit high. And the
Well, you just heard a little bit about it, so let's send it out there now. We'll lower the volume a little bit so we don't blow out your ears. Here's Jacob Wilkins and Matt Levine on WNBF News Radio, 1290 AM, 92.1 FM. The Rumble Ponies Radio Network, Binghamton and New Hampshire scoreless in the top of the sixth. We'll come back with updates as soon as we have them here from Aberdeen.
We were talking about, you know, the 10 strikeout outings and consecutive strikeouts, the major league record. Here's the 2-1. Upstairs, 3-1. Jeremiah Estrada struck out 13 consecutive for San Diego, but that was across three appearances. So the major league record for consecutive strikeouts in one appearance is still 10. Tom Seaver, Aaron Nola, and Corbin Burns. 3-1 pitch. Misses outside, ball four, a four-pitch walk from Reed Foley to Sosa, and the leadoff man is on in a scoreless game in the top of the sixth. So Sproat striking out 11 consecutive to end his outing, and the major league record is 10 in a row for one appearance. Unbelievable, the outing that Sproat had. He threw 81 pitches, 57 for strikes, struck out the side in each of the last three innings. Brings up Turcone, shows bunt. First pitch is a fastball high, missed. And the count is 1-0. Turcone's 0-2 with two strikeouts.
And to think that he actually worked around a two-out double and a leadoff single at the beginning of his outing.
Schreck had the double. Nunez singled in the second. Those are the only two hits that New Hampshire has. And by the way, Binghamton only has one hit against Estrada. Scoreless game, top six. Runner at first, nobody out. One ball, no strikes. Reed Foley deals. And it misses low on a slider. Two balls and no strikes. Well, Sean Reed Foley is making his second appearance on this rehab assignment with the Rumble Ponies. He struck out the side on Wednesday in that rain-shortened game. That was his first appearance. He's 28 years old, looking to get back to the big club. The Mets could use him in the bullpen. 2-0 pitch, outside on a fastball, 3-0 after walking Sosa. Reed Foley is behind, three balls and no strikes. He threw 13 pitches and 9 for strikes on Wednesday in that outing. And relieves Sproat here as part of a William Orban Insurance pitching change. The 3-0 from Reed Foley, called strike at the letters. There's a strike, and now it's 3-1. Sean Reed Foley, 6'3", 230 pounds. He's rehabbing from a right shoulder impingement. It's the second time he's been on the injured list for the same injury this year. But he's pitched well with the major league team all season. 3-1. Inside, ball four. Back-to-back walks. Sosa moves to second, and Turcone's at first base in a scoreless game. And here comes Reed Brignac, the manager, A.J. Sager. And Vanessa Weisbach, head athletic trainer, to check on Reed Foley. The rain is coming down, some tough conditions here. And Sean Reed Foley being attended to on the hill. Looking potentially down on the mound at his landing spot.
Yeah, they clearly picked up on something that from the naked eye we didn't. And we're out there immediately.
Well, anytime it's a major league rehabber, all eyes are even more laser focused on the health, because at the end of the day, it's not about the success in this outing. It's about walking away healthy, feeling stronger, and feeling like you can get back to the major leagues one step closer. So they're going to let him stay as he's wiping off the mound a little bit. And this rain's coming down pretty steadily. And so that could create all kinds of things on the mound in terms of the landing spot or driving his back leg off the rubber. But he's walked each of the first two batters he's faced after Brandon Sproat struck out 11 Fisher Cats in a row to end his outing. Alex DeJesus bats from the right side. First pitch is laced to right field. Ramirez stepped in. Now it's over his head. It one hops the wall. Sosa's getting the wave around. Here comes the throw. It is cut off, and Sosa will score standing up. Young sprinting in with the baseball. Turconi's held up at third, and Alex DeJesus into second base with an RBI double. And New Hampshire has a 1-0 lead with nobody out in the sixth inning. That's the first run for New Hampshire after being shut out each of the last two games. And now the umpires are taking the Binghamton Rumble Ponies defense off the field, and they're going to bring the tarp out. And we're going to enter a rain delay. So with all that, Sean Reed Foley comes in his Major League rehab appearance. The trainer, Vanessa Weisbach, has to come out and check on him. He stays in the game. And eventually, we will now enter a rain delay, and his outing will be cut short. Just like that, allowing two walks and an RBI double. So we're in the top of the sixth inning. There's runners on second and third for New Hampshire. Cesar Martin is talking to the home plate umpire, Kellen Martin. Those two jawing at each other a little bit.
Yeah, Martin has not been happy. I don't think that dated back to the strikeout of Spain, which was Sproat's 11th in a row. And he may not be happy the way the situation was handled. But the weather, once the game starts, just so folks understand, this is all driven by the umpires. Before, yep, the game is in the team's hands, but once the game starts, it's in the umpire's hands.
Well, New Hampshire cooking up a little bit of offense. That could be why right. Cesar Martin is a little bit, I don't know if he's upset, but asking for some clarification.
Yeah, he was agitated about something because it didn't end in a cordial way with Kellen Martin sort of saying, you know, the hand wave, a dismissing sort of gesture.
Well, the tarp successfully makes it onto the field. And it's 1-0 New Hampshire in the top of the sixth on an RBI double from Alex DeJesus. There's runners on second and third. And we will enter a rain delay. So this game, if called, would be suspended because the Rumble Ponies would need a chance to hit now that they're trailing. And the inning started, so they would have a chance to hit in the bottom half of the frame. So we won't have a final result of this game tonight. But the story is, and it's going to be a story now that might span, if this game does get suspended, it's a story that's going to span over a couple of days, what Brandon Sproat did tonight. Five innings scoreless, two hits, no walks, and a career-high 13 strikeouts. The first-year pro punching out 11 consecutive batters. The major league record is 10 in a row. And it was held by Tom Seaver, one of the all-time greats, not just with the Mets, but in the sport. Tom Terrific struck out 10 in a row, and it lasted 51 years before Aaron Nola did it and Corbin Burns as well. But Sproat with 11 in a row, that was something I've never seen, at least games I've called or been at in person. And it was just a joy to watch.
I don't think many have.
Yeah, well, considering only three have ever done it in the major leagues.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stuff. But we are entering a rain delay. Should we go to regularly scheduled programming? Do we want to?
Well, I'll bring it back for a little rain delay theater, and then we'll take it from there.
So 1-0 New Hampshire, top six, nobody out, two men in scoring position, and the tarp is on the field. We'll step aside and come back soon on the WNBF Rumble Ponies Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don Morgan, News Radio 1290 WNBF, 92.1 FM, host of First News Binghamton, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Join me, won't you? I'll keep you updated on local news, weather, and sports. Of course, we'll keep you informed as well with state, national, and world news from ABC. We've got lots of entertainment stories to talk about. We'll check in with Kim Commando each weekday morning along with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We'll see what's going on with jobs in the Broome County area from Broome Tioga Workforce and so much more every weekday morning. Join me and we'll get you informed and get you out the door and wherever you're heading every weekday morning with First News Binghamton and me, Don Morgan, News Radio 1290 WNBF 92.1 FM.
If you're looking to stay in the loop with all things Rumble Ponies, the team has all the bases covered. Fans can follow the club online at facebook.com/RumblePoniesBB or on Twitter under the handle @RumblePoniesBB. Jump online and join the Rumble Ponies social community for contests, giveaways, and exclusive ticket offers.
You are listening to Binghamton Rumble Ponies Baseball on 1290 AM WNBF and at 92.1 FM.
Back here at Marabito Stadium, and we're in a rain delay with the Rumble Ponies now down 1-0 off of that RBI double from Alex DeJesus and Sean Reed Foley. His rehab stint, his second appearance comes to an end with the rain coming down. But as we talked about going into break, the story, Brandon Sproat, 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 13 strikeouts. Nick Walls, do we have those highlights ready? Can we play them? As obviously not a lot on the scoring side, but we will look into our highlights. And for Brandon, he worked around a leadoff double from R.J. Schreck in the first. Struck out Turconi to begin the frame, and McAdoo to end it looking. Then in the second, leadoff hit to Rainer Nunez. Piñango flew out to left, and this is what started really like a historic run as Josh Rivera struck out swinging, and the next batter was Garrett Spain. 1-2, and Sproat set. Pitch number 37 on its way. Swing and a miss by Spain. Blew it by him at 97. So 2 strikeouts to end the second inning. 4 on the night overall. And we go to the bottom of the second. And so that was 2 in a row. Let's go to the third, where Sproat strikes out Sosa looking, Turconi looking. And that brings up Alex DeJesus.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on, top of the third, scoreless game. Sproat into the windup. Here's the pitch. Got him swinging. Went to the fastball again at 97. Brandon Sproat strikes out the side, and he used the fastball to put away all 3 hitters. He has 5 consecutive strikeouts going back to the second, and that's 7 strikeouts for Sproat over 3 scoreless. Looking great as always. Bottom of the third coming up.
So that was 7 in a row retired. The Ponies' high for the year was 6 in a row from Tyler Stewart against the Fisher Cats back on April 25th when he went on to strike out 12. So that brings us to the fourth. Sproat strikes out R.J. Schreck swinging. That's strikeout number 8. And we'll play the final 2 strikeouts of this frame for Sproat.
2-2 coming. On the outside corner, called strike 3. Another fastball for Sproat. 7 consecutive. 2-2. Got him looking. Brandon Sproat is lights out. A fastball at 97. And Sproat ties his career high with 10 strikeouts. He has punched out 8 consecutive Fisher Cats. And he is just mowing down this lineup that he's facing tonight.
He absolutely was, and it just continued. Meanwhile, by the way, Lazaro Estrada was cruising too, and he, assuming his night is over, has struck out 9 over 5, and his season high was 4. So he is 1 hit the Ponies, and presuming that he doesn't come back out, and I think that's a fair presumption. His final line, 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 9.
Well, we get it out to Binghamton for some baseball. And then, sure enough, right on cue, Binghamton ends up in a rain delay as well. Back here from Lido's Field, it is still raining at the ballpark. It's not pouring, but it is certainly raining. And it has been for quite a while now in a weather delay here, middle of the fourth inning. Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. New Hampshire had taken a 2-0 lead in the top of the sixth before the Rumble Ponies game ended up in a weather delay. And weather wrecking havoc all around the organization today. Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore not in the league, but they were supposed to be up in Hudson Valley today. It's almost been 2 hours. Game hasn't been called, but they are still in a weather delay. Triple A Syracuse had their game rained out. They'll try and play two tomorrow against Columbus. Single A St. Lucie, the only game still going right now in the league that has not been totally impacted by weather. They were still delayed about a half hour due to wet grounds at Hammond Stadium. But right now St. Lucie and Fort Myers are tied at one in the top half of the sixth inning in that ball game at Hammond Stadium. Mets and Twins affiliates. So get that one to you in just a matter of moments. Honestly, right now, just biding time because we are in a weather delay here at Ripken Stadium, although a bunch of Cyclones are coming back out from the left field clubhouse right now. No Ironbirds have been spotted. But Kellum Clark, DeAndre Smith, Nick Morabito, and I believe that is Jacob Reimer have come back out of the Brooklyn left field clubhouse. I don't know if that means anything. We certainly haven't heard anything in relation to this ball game and what will happen next. But right now, Fort Myers and St. Lucie are going to the bottom of the sixth inning at Hammond Stadium. That game tied at one, and we'll send it out to Adam McDonald and the St. Lucie Mets Radio Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Joel Diaz has pitched solidly, one run in four innings with no walks and two strikeouts. Good to see that the Mets have only walked one batter through five innings tonight after walking 10 batters through five innings yesterday. And look at the result on the scoreboard. Instead of giving up seven runs through five, they've only given up one. Even that is debatable. Pancho Ruiz, 0-for-1 with the hit by pitch and a ground out. Takes a fastball inside. Diaz enters this inning at 49 pitches, so very efficient, averaging about 13 pitches per. Foul straight back at 90. It's a ball and a strike. This game's dead even. Each team with one run, each team with four hits. No errors in the game. Line scores the same. Pitch misses inside a fastball. Even though the Mets only led 2-0 through eight innings on Tuesday, it felt like they had that game in hand. The way they were pitching it and the way Fort Myers was swinging, could have played, I believe, deeper into the night. As Barrow twists around and fields this pop-up to retire Ruiz. The Mets could have played 20 innings that night and the 2-0 lead. And then an entertaining game in the second game of the series, 6-6. Going to the seventh inning. Mets squeaked out the 8-6 win. Yesterday it felt like the Mets were out of sorts with all the walks. Didn't really feel like Fort Myers was ever threatened. This one more like Tuesday or Wednesday. 1-1, kind of a toss-up situation here. Doesn't feel like either team has much momentum going in its favor. Line drive into left field. Cuevas runs in and will pick it off the shoe tops. Winokur is out. Nice play by Cuevas, who sprinted in, came to a stop, and then had to dip that glove right on to his shoelaces. Make that catch, did not trap it. Two up, two down. And Mercedes at the plate takes a strike. Diaz looking for five really good innings. Tapper to third. Vivasencio is going to field it fair. Long throw. Good throw. And he got the out. Great play by Kevin Vivasencio. Bag to bag. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Joel Diaz. That was an extremely fast sixth inning all around. Seventh inning is upon us. Game tied at one.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Thanks for tuning in on a Friday night from Southwest Florida. Good game here. 1-1, we're in the seventh inning. Paulshon Pascolato back out to work, and Mercado, the batter, fouls the first pitch into the stands. Pascolato, an eight-pitch sixth inning. Diaz, right about the same. Swing and a miss on a changeup. And Mercado.
Well, as we would have imagined, after both pitching staffs have been so shorthanded, and with the forecast the rest of the night, certainly not great. Have to, unfortunately, inform you that tonight's game has been suspended. In the middle of the fourth inning, we will resume this one tomorrow at 4:35 tomorrow afternoon. We'll hit the airwaves 15 minutes prior at 4:20 Eastern time. We will resume the final of this nine-inning game to start, and then after about a 35 to 45-minute delay, or rather really just hiatus in between games, there will be a seven-inning nightcap. So, again, the situation for tomorrow is, with today's game suspended, we will pick up this game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Obviously, new pitchers on the mound for both sides tomorrow when the game restarts. But it'll be the bottom of the fourth inning, Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. It will be a new pitcher for Brooklyn against 4-5 and 6 for Aberdeen, Trimble, Retzbach and Young. And after about a 35 to 45 minute break, game two will start. That will be seven innings in length. It'll be the left-hander Zach Thornton to make his high A debut for Brooklyn. Luis De Leon, the left-hander, the top pitching prospect on this Aberdeen roster, according to MLB Pipeline, 0-2, a 5.9 ERA. That will be the matchup in game two tomorrow. That will start about 35, 45 minutes or so after the conclusion of game one. But our game suspended tonight with Aberdeen leading 1-0 in the middle of the fourth inning. Also have to note, a couple of Cyclones came out. We mentioned Caleb Clark, Chris Suero, Nick Morabito, Jacob Reimer, DeAndre Smith, I think, also came out to get some of their stuff from the third base dugout. But then after some conferring, Morabito, Reimer, Smith, Kellum Clark stayed on the side and cheered on as Chris Suero ran the bases in the rain, went from first to third, slid in head first at third base and got up and then slid in head first on top of the tarp at home plate where all the water had pooled, and the fans that had stuck it out through the weather gave Suero a loud round of applause for entertaining the crowd. And Suero, the showman that he is, roared and waved to the crowd here in Aberdeen, appreciating their appreciation for him, and just love to see that happen without anybody getting hurt. That's always the concern in a situation like that, but great to see Suero put on a little show for the fans as a couple members of the Cyclones just blowing off some steam right now out and left, even with the rain, kicking around a soccer ball. Great stuff as the Cyclones entertaining the visiting crowd here tonight on the road in Aberdeen. That'll do it for us on this Friday night. Again, this game suspended with Aberdeen leading 1-0 heading to the bottom of the fourth. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, that includes our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Lido's Field, Ripken Stadium. Again, Aberdeen and Brooklyn suspended after 3.5 with the Ironbirds leading 1-0. We'll pick this game up tomorrow at 4:35, complete the nine, and then after a break, we'll play a seven-inning finale here tomorrow. That'll do it for us. For everybody, I'm Justin Rock saying so long. Good night from Maryland. We hope to have you with us again. 4:20 tomorrow, pregame, 4:35, the resumption of this one. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night, everybody. Stay dry.
Into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.